This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Crossroads.
Crossroads, man. I just want...
It used to be your favorite word. You don't say it much anymore, though.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that if it came down to it and, like, my, like, head was on the chopping block here, that I would be saved because I'm a good guy? Do you think, like, I'm good enough of a guy to be saved because of my character and the content of my character? Or do you think that it would not be enough to save me and that I would ultimately get the axe?
It wouldn't just be that. I mean, are you wasting resources?
Yes.
You're wasting resources.
Absolutely, I'm wasting them. Every day I waste them.
It's a bottom line business.
But I'm a good guy, though, I think. You know, I'm a father of two, soon to be three.
Yeah, I don't know why y'all continue wanting to put yourselves in those shoes and all that. Are y'all? Guy's making millions of dollars. He's going to get millions to go away.
Right.
To go away from a job that he couldn't get done.
Jason, he wants to leave. He wants to take you to the promised land.
So that's good for a good man, right? He's getting money to leave. That's great. You're rewarding this good man who can't get it done as a football coach at a time you need it done.
All right.
So you can maximize whatever potential you have. Jeff's talking about them taking away the Group of Five spot. You know, what if you don't do it before then?
Yeah.
Because you know, you have these SEC teams missing all that.
And well, when is that supposed to happen?
Let's pray that because we're going to sue them, right, John? That's what we're going to take them to court if they ever count us out. But what we're going to do is expand
Anti-trust.
The playoff. We're going to expand the playoff. We're going to keep that spot. And that's as long as that spot is there is the point of what I'm trying to make here. Then there should be an urgency level.
Right.
Not for us at all. Ryan's got to get it done next year. We've been saying that. About here. Pack them up. That's to borrow a line from my man Anthony Sane. Pack them up.
Congrats to Anthony
Sane,
by the way. Got married this weekend.
Now, more about that after the break.
Also,
I was very happy Saturday to be there.
Also, congrats to friend of the show, Drew Hill.
Respect, Burger.
Welcomed young Harper Hill to the world. Born over the weekend. A little early. But you know, the girls usually do. They usually arrive before they're supposed to. Riley was like 3 weeks. We were not ready for that.
You know, there's a brother who's an actor named Hill Harper.
I did not know that.
That's why that name is just when you say it out loud.
But I see it now. He has been in many.
Oh, he's been in every dude. He's
the Good Doctor.
Yeah.
CSI New York.
Done a lot of work.
So shout out to Hill Harper. And shout out to Harper Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So I told Drew this, buddy. Your life will never be the same ever again, but it can still be fun with one. You know, you guys are both one and done. So you guys can relate. I don't know what his plan is. You know, he just had number one. We'll see if he wants to dip back into those waters. I can't believe that I've done it three times. It's pretty freaking crazy.
Is the middle name Lee?
I don't think so.
Harper Lee, author of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes. Did we ban that book? Is that a burned book?
Oh, we can't mention Harper Lee now?
No, I'm just saying, I think we might have banned that one in libraries. But again, I don't know.
I like that name. Harper Hill.
I don't know the middle name, but I'll endeavor to, you know, figure that out for you during the break. Anyway, congrats to Drew Hill. We'll come back with Respect Burgers and Jeff Calkins at 125. Stick around. J&J, 90 FM, ESPN. Man, we all got stuff coming up. Got the holidays. You're going to be buying presents. Maybe you're going to some football games. Maybe you're taking a weekend getaway. Whatever it is, you're spending money this season. And if you want to earn while you spend, allow me to recommend a Compass Black credit card with Leaders Credit Union. That's where you can enjoy 3% cash back on every purchase when you sign up for direct deposit and 0% introductory APR for 15 months. No annual fees, no limits. You want to learn more? All you got to do is do this. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN. That's leaderscu.com/ESPN. Best credit card out there. Visit this website for full details and disclosures. Leaders is your financial champion for life, federally insured by the NCUA.
On these Mondays, I typically pull out my big green egg. We start cooking up some burgers. I pat them out just like I used to do them at the Memphis Country Club, but I season these differently than I did for those rich white folk. I season these with respect and a world full of disrespect. Let's do Respect Burgers. John, what's the biggest burger there is? Is it that Triple Angus from over there at Sonic?
I think it's that Kooky Canuck thing that Brad ate before the game yesterday.
The challenge.
Yeah. I don't remember what it's called.
The Cucamonga Burger.
There you go.
It's the biggest one.
There you go.
Let's give the Cucamonga Burger to Brooks Monaghan, Memphis Women's Soccer. It's really the largest we've ever produced. Because at a time where we are down, Memphis sports, down, John and I looking around for joy, it's hard to find it. Memphis Women's Soccer continues to give it to us for the fourth time in the last 5 years. They're advancing to the second round of the NCAA tournament. We don't spend enough time talking about it. We did have Brooks on last week, and a big congratulations to him. We told you this before the season. They're one of the youngest teams he's ever had, the youngest team he's ever had in the 25, 26 years he's been the coach over there. Remember, Brooks, a Memphian, Memphis graduate, could have gone elsewhere anytime. And why wouldn't he have? For a long time, he didn't have the resources. He didn't have the investment level, begging folks to help him out over there. Got some of the worst locker rooms in the country, and yet all he did was worry about the product on the field and getting it better. Oh, you're telling me I can't recruit up against the big dogs around here? I'll go to Canada. Now you're on that pipeline? I'll go to Japan. The guy has always adapted, never complained, just worried about, you know, between those lines and what he can control. And look at what it gets you, this level of consistency. Can't say it enough how good a job he's doing over there. We know that by now. Kitagawa, we mentioned it, I believe. She got the two goals, one of them on a penalty kick there in the first half, and you beat Illinois 2-1 on Saturday night. No promise that once you're in the tournament, especially coming off the type of, not a loss, a draw, but lost on penalty kicks. Not a loss for Memphis. They still remain unbeaten on the season. Mm-hmm. But the way that happened to UTSA in the conference semifinals, and John made the best point of all, I thought, since that loss. Frankly, Memphis shouldn't even play in the conference tournament because all it does is serve to hurt them. I mean, this is a Memphis team that, you know, draw with Tennessee, is beating some of the top teams in the country, was ranked as high as number three.
Yep.
And because you've got this young team, youngest ever, yeah, they get to the last 5 minutes in that conference semifinal, lose to UTSA, all of a sudden you're dropping down to a 7 seed. Nobody that's done what Memphis has done this season is getting 7 seeds in the tournament. Yet, did they complain about it, bitch, moan about it? No, they just went out and beat Illinois.
Yep.
And that's what you do. So the burger can't be big enough.
Can't be big enough.
Especially for, again, and we can't have Brooks on enough times, to be honest with you.
That's right.
Especially for, they should and deserve the attention. They should have your attention. We should all be paying attention. They'll be headed to TCU for their second round matchup on the road on Thursday. And we, frankly, I wish we could do a send off in the way that we've sent Tigers teams off in some instances to Final Fours and everything else. But really, it's just a testament to his consistency. Again,
fourth time in 5 years, they're advancing in the NCAA tournament. Hopefully it's going to be another Sweet 16 for Brooks and the young ladies over at Memphis Women's Soccer. All right, moving on, because I told you we're going to have to do some non-sports. I mean, you can't – I mean, come on, yeah. Grizzlies, Tigers football, Tiger basketball right now. Well, you want me to give one to Josh? No.
You could.
Great win for him. We're happy for him and his family, aren't we, John?
Yes.
I can't. Dude, he lost to Montana and UT Martin.
Yeah, you're right.
Penny Roster, sorry. Dang. I'd like to give it to him. We're going non-sports.
Dang.
Get the round of applause ready, Brad, because I want to give it to Anthony Sane and Julia Content. They were married blissfully over the weekend.
Girl, let's just get married.
Yeah, I was honored to attend. Again, love was happening this weekend in Memphis. While a lot of us were in a depression over what's going on in our sports lives, love was happening. And in all honesty, and you know him well, Kevin Cerrito. He was also part of the groomsmen group that included me. That man runs a tight ship.
Kevin Cerrito?
We did of Cerrito yep. Entertainment.
Yeah, he does run a tight ship.
We did music bingo at this wedding. Best wedding I ever attended.
Yep. Really?
Yep.
The wife loved it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, music bingo at a wedding.
He's really good at that.
So it was so smart. So while we're taking the pictures and everything else, the those assembled that are not part of the wedding but there to witness it were playing music bingo. Very smart. Cerrito was running that thing like you know, with a whip, making sure it was sharp and on time.
Yep.
Another respect burger going to Jonathan C. Smith. John doesn't know this, a.k.a. DJ Kobe, fool. Yep.
DJ Kobe, Mamba mentality.
Clip that up so we can send it to Jonathan C. Smith, having John give him the hype there. You could do that a little better, but we like it. We like it. DJ Kobe was on the ones and twos. Fantastic time. Pastor Jerry, wonderful in terms of overseeing everything. And, again, I am so happy in all seriousness for my man Anthony saying, you can probably tell how excited I am. We couldn't talk about it beforehand. We have saying on every Friday we couldn't talk about it, right? Because that's his private life.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Now, hopefully, he can talk about it. We can talk about it. And, again, just very, very happy for Anthony Sane and his lovely wife, Julia Content.
And so the soundtrack was on point?
The soundtrack?
Yeah.
Was it? It's the best music I've ever heard at a wedding.
Wow, man.
So some of that was the music bingo portion of it that Cerrito, my understanding, was running. And man, you should have seen him cracking the whip on the host. He's like, this is too, I mean, he runs a tight ship is what I'm talking about.
He yeah. is. He's
and,
tight.
And then there was the DJ who was separate, I believe, from Cerrito and DJ Kobe, a.k.a. Jonathan C. Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who was doing his own fine job. So this wedding was off the chain in
Love
terms
it.
Of fun. And togetherness.
Love it, man. I'm glad it. Yeah. I'm glad it went
Congratulations.
Off.
Congratulations.
Young Gabe was a part of the groomsmen group.
Awesome.
It was a lot of fun to see Saint's with Saint's son. And
now you're going to renew your vows just so Cerrito can do music bingo at your renewals?
It's funny. Not even doing it. You thought I was going to tell some story. Like,
nope.
Yeah, maybe me and Faith talked about it.
No, I honestly, if anything, I would just expect you to throw Faith under the bus, man. I thought Faith might get thrown underneath the bus this weekend, but no, I saw some pictures. I saw some photos.
It yes, looked awesome
wonderful.
Photos.
You know, it looked great.
Looked great. One more. Drew Hill, as John said, he's already let the cat out of the bag. Drew let the cat out of the bag on social media.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it, John. Harper Hill.
There you go.
Hey.
Not Hill Harper. Not to be confused with Hill Harper. I was confused at first.
You were confused.
Many of you white folk won't be. Because you've never heard of Hill Harper.
Right. That is true. That is not a household name in the white community.
Right. But I love it. Mm-hmm. Harper Hill.
I mean, I just remember like how...
Your first.
Mine wasn't that long ago. So I remember how drastically life changes.
One last question for you on this. Will Drew have as many babies as you?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt
You're
it.
You're a big family. You're a whole team guy, Drew.
I think having three children is absolutely outrageous.
But you're doing it.
I'm here, but I think it's outrageous. I don't think I would advise it.
And no talk of snip snip, even after three. So we could get larger.
No. Not going to be four.
All right. Any disrespect dogs or anything?
No.
I mean, plenty of candidates.
I mean, yeah.
If you wanted to.
If you've ever driven through the city of Memphis, you get a disrespect dog. Like even you don't even have to like be a team here. You don't even have to, like, if you just, you know, had some transit through this city, You get it. Just period, point blank. Everybody in Memphis. Just,
I'll do it then. My disrespect dog goes to a good man, Ryan Silverfield. Can't get it done on the field.
I do worry a little bit about your well-being if they do fire him. Like, I don't. I think
my well-being if they fire him.
Yeah, I think you'll be so devastated by that you know. I don't know. I just worry a little bit.
I can't wait to see the list of candidates that would want this job if it became open.
Yeah, it would be a new frontier. I mean, you just, you know, I don't know who the hot OCs are, you know, but you would just assume every single one would be, you know, or the
not just James, the hot OC.
The James Madison coach, you know.
Let me tell you, there's another guy that's a coach that would crawl across broken glass from Texas to come up here and get this NIL.
Mm.
Know what I'm talking about?
Who's that?
Traylor.
Jeff Traylor, that's who you would want?
I'm just saying if.
I want Bob Chesney from James Madison. That's who I want. He's 48, although it looks like he's going to UCLA. So
yeah, I was gonna say he's gonna get his
But I mean that's the people that you can attract. Like
the
head coaches from that next.
Jeff Traylor does not have to be a first option.
Yeah.
What about a guy like JT Kenny? Is it the dude at Texas State?
Yeah, no, I mean that's the kind of guy you would. Yes,
he has not bounced up yet. You know, he doesn't have a paid roster really. He's kind of working around the edges with that offense.
Yeah, GJ.
GJ, yeah, he seems to be the kind of candidate because he does gizmo offense and he's got no money.
Yes, he'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Y'all don't think Jeff Traylor would win with RNIL?
I'm not really.
And you don't like his offense?
I don't love his results. Is the problem?
Well, because he's had nothing.
Well,
and yet he's beaten Tulane and beaten Memphis.
Yes, that's true. But he's also lost the games that Silverfield loses. You know, the UABs and the Tulsas and things like that.
Right, because he doesn't have a roster that is any different from theirs in terms of spending. It sounds like, but I'm with you. Like,
I mean,
we can't ask him to win every game with nothing. He'd already be out of there.
Well, that's
right.
Yeah.
That's the one of the reasons he's still there.
I just worry that he's got people fooled. Honestly, like that's my.
No, that's fair. I mean, I'd be interested to hear.
Because he does get paid tops in the AAC, you know. So I worry a little bit about going that route. But, I mean, I think he would be on the list of candidates if that happened, if the job came
open. Believe me, I'd be looking at all the hot OCs. Going the way you went with Fuente and Norville. Because that was, many folks said, well, you should do that again with Ryan Silverfield. We went inside. Mm-hmm. That was wrong.
Yeah.
I've always held up my hand on that. Boy, you blew it there. And it's dropping. So going back outside, that worked for Tom Bowen.
Can we pop a balloon of Alex Golish at this point, given what just happened?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that he's the first successful coach they've had in a while.
Right.
Now. Yeah.
Let's not forget the mess that South Florida was before he got there.
Yeah.
Because I had somebody else going, well, no, you know, everybody should be disappointed.
No, I'm Golish here. I hear
too.
You. Yeah.
No, I think
I'm hearing these questions about him, and I'm like, I don't know.
No, I think that losing that game certainly hurt
Navy.
His stock.
Navy's a tough deal, by the way. Gizmo.
Look, he took over for Jeff Scott, who was 4-26.
But they were doing nothing.
They were crap.
The year before that, he took over for Charlie Strong, who was just 21-16. The Willie Taggart was 24-25. I mean,
and they did go into the swamp and win this year. They beat Boise State. I know, disappointing ending.
Alex Gold is a good coach.
He is, and he's Byron Brown swears by it.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Now, I will say this. Like, I think they're probably having the same conversations this year that Memphis is in terms of we spent the most money, and we're not even going to be in the
right.
They're 100% having those conversations.
So,
I think Brad is right that some of the luster has come off.
Why are we losing to Navy?
But they lost
but from
at,
where
they lost
were,
at Memphis, and they lost at Navy.
Right,
like, you know.
And from where they were a few years ago, as John just pointed out to you, this is still a major improvement. They're back in.
That's right.
I mean, and we're ranked this year.
Yeah.
Ranked as weak until a loss.
So anyway, we'll talk to
who is going to win the American and go to the
wants it?
It's gonna be who it always is, dude. It's gonna be Tulane.
Yep, it's gonna
so
be
so. Summerall to get what Auburn?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Tulane, by the way, which is on a brand new quarterback, on another coach with Summerall after losing Willie Fritz to Houston.
Right.
They don't make excuses at Tulane. They just win.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That'd be nice. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Cox is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the Memphis football situation, Penny Hardaway, the Grizzlies. We'll just try to fix everything in one fell swoop. Yep. J&J, 90.9 FM.
Who they want? Who they want?
They want
now,
Calkins.
Many people don't know this.
They want Calkins.
Jeff Calkins usually joins us on Mondays, but today we're going to actually be joined by his therapist wife, Claire.
If only.
Oh, wait. Claire's not going to help us here?
No. Sorry. What would be the question? It is funny,
well,
by the way.
It's client privilege. I'm not going to tell you what my questions to her would be.
It's amazing that I don't miss this segment more than I do, because it's a surprise to me every time I get a call. I say, oh, radio. I don't know why. I was on the phone with my sister. I'm like, oh, radio.
Yeah, well, I mean, lock in.
I always forget.
Lock in,
but
you know,
I seem to be available.
Thanks.
So,
you do.
Do you have, are they sports related therapy?
No, I think it's just like, you know, how, you know, when you are just, you're in your season of struggle, right? You're in a season of immense struggle. You know, everywhere you turn, right? You know, you don't, there's no refuge. You know,
right.
How do you maintain positivity, you know, in your daily life? Because I think over the next 3 to 4 months, it's going to be good advice for everyone in Memphis.
I don't know. I can ask her and I'll answer it
next week.
But my suspicion is that you don't deny the sadness. You know, you have to, where there's sadness in your life, you don't say, how do I maintain a positivity? Like, whatever. You acknowledge and you sit with it and you know.
We're doing a lot of sitting with it, aren't we?
You have to acknowledge the sadness, and then you have to learn how to move flexibly through your emotions, you know, and the sadness will be part of it. But then in the midst of it, there will be moments of joy, you know, and people talk about, am I happy? Well, most people, it's not a monolithic thing. Some days you're happy, some days you're not. Days in which you're unhappy, have moments of sadness and sunlight brightening through, whatever. And so if you're asking, I think you have to, if you wonder how to focus more, I think you have to appreciate those moments, like the women's soccer team, of happiness where they come through, and acknowledge those, even amidst the larger, darker, you know, world or period that we're moving through. I'm going to run. I play that back to Claire and see how.
I mean, I could just text her.
See if she'll say how I did. Like
I think she'd have said you did. You did pretty well in that situation.
I did okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Was you got a hug from Josh, right?
You got multiple hugs from Josh.
How did it compare to the one that you got from him in Tulsa?
No, it wasn't close to that one. This one was almost, because the hug in El Paso was
El Paso. That's right.
It was El Paso. It was such a part of our history. There was no way when he saw me that he wasn't going to say, "I got to give you a hug." You know, like, it was a callback.
No, I literally texted Jeff and said, "Get ready for your hug." Like,
I knew I'd be hugged. But then it's funny because then on when he was talking about it on the lectern afterwards, he was talking about how much he loved his time in Memphis. It is interesting. I'd like to go back through this because he talked, and I think every coach would do this. You know, Rip Shear would certainly do this about, well, if only I could have played Danny Wimprine, right? Things would have turned out differently. Josh said, you know, I just really thought that who we had coming back and then a couple of commits that I had coming in, I really thought that next, like he still has these regrets that next year was going to be great, right?
Yep.
And was going to be his bounce back year. But in the midst of all this, talking about how much he loved his time in Memphis, he said, you know, I'd banter back and forth with Jeff. And by banter, he didn't like it when I criticized him or criticized him. He said, but you know, I love Jeff. Now he may not love me, but you know, I love Jeff. And so afterwards I went up and I did, of course, reassure him again that I loved him. And then we hugged a second time. Really was quite
Jesus
a hug fest.
Christ, a bit much.
He was hugging
everybody.
He crossed the Bird Brothers. He hugged. He crossed the court to hug Brad Martin.
Because you didn't used to be a hugger, Jeff.
I'm still not a hugger. I mean, I'm not a hugger. I'm a runner. If you come towards me at a hug, I'm going to run. I'm a runner. I'd rather not. I don't see why you, as a grown human being, want to smush your body up against mine. I don't see why I should take it.
I do regret that I wasn't there last night because I know he told me
he
that
did
he
ask.
Yeah,
he said, is John Martin here? I said no. John was afraid you were going to hug him, so he stayed away.
Yeah. I had to do Field of 68 last night, so I had to be in front of it too. But I did at least think about going down to that one because it did make me think about the, you know, his early days in Memphis when, you know, you were writing sports columns all the time, and there were still like real, like we weren't having the, I guess it's more about the time than Josh's tenure really, but like we weren't having these existentially, you know, dreadful conversations about, well, Memphis can't compete in with the big boys anymore, you know, like
no, you're exactly right. It was I mean, it was still, there were lots of times of unpleasantness. Like, yes, I mean, because they,
totally.
But the assumption was that Memphis, like, I remember when they went to Oklahoma State and got destroyed, right?
Outplayed and outcoached is what Jason wrote.
That's probably
They're
right.
Still mad about it.
So they got, is that was, it was like the,
yes.
Was that the Three Kings team
yes.
they had? Was that Michael
Dick? They threw me out of practice the rest of the
Aki
way.
Collins showed up at Jason's house that night.
But the assumption was that you should be going to Oklahoma State and beating them.
Exactly.
You know, like that's, it didn't come from how they possibly compete.
Yep.
And I mean, the thing that struck me yesterday was when Josh said, I remember when I got the job and that first Memphis Madness and the fire marshal had to shut it down. I mean, I have to say that really hit me because it was, you know, it was 16 years ago, right, or whatever. And it was, that was literally, you could not wedge another person into the building, right? And now, I don't know, were there 2,000 people there yesterday? Like, for an actual game, as opposed to Memphis Madness. Like, it's just devastating where it was and where it is. Now, in fairness, it was also kind of like that when Penny first got the job. Like, we know where that it went away because, you know, it started to dwindle under Josh, and then Tubby took a hammer to the enthusiasm, but then it came back under Penny. Like, it was there
right.
under Penny for the initial seasons, and then obviously over Penny's, now it is. Let's be honest, it is as bad or worse than it was in the worst years of Penny of Tubby in terms of enthusiasm. It just is. That's where we are.
That embarrassing effort is what led to the hug, right? Because if Josh loses that game like he's supposed to, are y'all still
hugging? I think he hugs me anyway. Yeah, he was going to hug me anyway. He was going to hug me anyway.
I think the win helped, like, because I did see the video. He was he was hugging people whose names he didn't even remember.
Right.
I do right. think that if they had lost, he would not have done that. But maybe
still
you,
gave Jeff
yes,
a hug.
I think he would have.
At 1-3.
Some of this was the most hugs that I saw him give out were pregame. Like,
right,
he was hugging everyone
right.
pregame.
Yes.
And he was, you know, and it was. It was a really nice. The interesting thing is that you can't compare the Para era to the Calipari era in terms of wins and losses. There's
right.
not even, it's obviously close. But in terms of just how genuinely warmly people feel about the human being.
Totally.
It's not close.
Well,
you know,
yeah, like, I mean, he, yeah,
there,
I
there
mean,
was,
no doubt.
There was unreserved enthusiasm and warmth in the ovation he got.
For sure.
It was,
for sure.
It was unreserved. Everyone, you know, was happy to have him back and all of that. And it wasn't, you know, whereas with John, it will always be mixed feelings.
Right. Right. Even though I think that's
also,
even less complicated. But
I mean, I don't think people like him, you know, fundamentally.
Right.
You know, they admired they loved being on that train,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't really like him.
That's
anyway,
right.
yeah. So it certainly did help Josh's mood. That they kicked the S out of the Tigers yesterday.
What are we to make of that? Because, you know, we have this sort of budgetary discussion all the time. When they beat Ole Miss, we talk about the large budget. Well, you and Josh Pastner don't have a large budget, and they came in here and they absolutely handled Memphis basically start to finish. So how do we square this? I will say Memphis right now is 76 at KenPom. If it finishes where it is today, and there's no reason to think that it can get that much better because we know what American Conference play does to your KenPom rating, it will far and away be Penny's lowest rated team ever at Memphis.
Yeah, I think it was another thing that Josh said that was interesting is he talked about the importance of scouting and putting a team together and paying the right guys. Because you're exactly right. It's not always just the size of the payroll. It's who you're trying to pay. And as Josh said, you know, you look at the Chicago Bears or even the Raiders who draft as badly as they do, they spend all year, like all year, focusing on who are we going to add to this team, right? And they bring them in and they have the scouts and the GMs and they cross-check and check and cross-check and then they add, and they have literally all year to do it. Here, you are assembling an entire team on the fly, and it appears, and I guess the bright side is that we still are early in the season. You know, things can change. But right now, it appears that for the second time in 3 years,
Penny has spent his money badly, right? That's what it looks like in terms of building a roster. Does it make sense? And then in terms of the actual, you know, mind frame and mindset and competitiveness of some of the stars that he chose. And so on both of those fronts, it appears like he didn't build a particularly good team. Like, Penny can sit there and say, I'm mystified by this team and don't understand it and whatever. Literally now it is the Bill Parcells. He does the grocery shopping. And, you know, he has a payroll and he goes, and so he makes the meal. And so he can't then be mystified when it turns out tasting bad. And that seems to be what has happened. It seems to be a roster construction issue.
Yep. And, and you're right. And that's the second time in 3 years, like you said, in between, though, and it makes it different than Ryan Silverfield's situation. He did what he's supposed to do, and at least in terms of winning the conference, conference tournament, got yourself a 5 seed. Ryan doesn't have that. And Jeff, you talked about it this morning. I know put up a poll where I think Grizzlies still were the leader in terms of most disappointing, but Memphis Tigers football was second. And I would just frame it, Jeff, and I know we've got limited time, so I'd frame it this way. How seriously should Ed Scott, if seriously at all, be looking at what, Jeff, I'm figuring is between a $6 to $8 million buyout, 60% of the total, depending upon if he gets in the next year. But John and I are selling, that's less than Tubby. Less than the 10 that you paid him at a time where basketball was still the front porch, still the forefront of your athletic department. Now we're saying that they're making a shift to football. How seriously should they be looking at that number and whether or not to move on from Ryan?
Oh, I don't believe they will be even seriously considering it. I think it's more of the Josh Pastner. Maybe they'll be quietly hoping that he gets another gig. Well, among other things, you have to understand is that someone's got to be motivated to pay the money, right? Like in the instance of Tubby, someone had to be motivated to say, okay, here's what we're going to do.
Yep.
And we're going to step up because we want Penny. Like, there's the alternative. It wasn't just Tubby to get rid of Tubby. It was Tubby to hire Penny, you know, and Wiseman and everything that would come with that.
Yep.
And so I think there was real motivation. My understanding is that I think I don't really know this for certain, but I think the people who spend money are perfectly happy with Ryan Silverfield. Not perfectly happy, right? But I don't think there's this – I'll be surprised if it's even a serious discussion. I will say this, though. It was an interesting question because Jeffrey and I discussed this morning who is the harder job, who is the easier job. And I think it's you could say, listen, Penny has the easier conference to get through, and he does. Like Memphis basketball, the basketball conference in the American is much worse than the football conference, right? But what Penny has to do before then is he's got to go out and play the best programs in America for a third of his season, right? Imagine if Ryan had to go out and spend the first third of his season playing Oklahoma and you know, Texas Tech and, you know, even throw it at Clemson who's kind of down in there or whatever. Ryan only has to be better than one bottom-of-the-barrel SEC team, and then other teams that he has more money or as much money as. Penny has to be better than teams and compete with teams that wildly outspend him. Now, that wasn't true yesterday, but it will be for much of this non-conference schedule. I think we've come to the point where the Memphis basketball job is the harder job.
Yeah. I think that's totally the case. I don't think that's controversial, man.
No.
Well, the other argument would be that the other argument with Memphis football is that why is Memphis football the harder job? Because the conference is much tougher. Like there, you actually do have credible opponents in the conference, right? You have some other credible opponents.
Yeah, but like you can schedule slappy one, slappy two, slappy three in your non-conference. It doesn't matter.
That's exactly right.
You know, and so
not only that, if you wanted to
that's true,
to
you wouldn't even get a chance to play
Tennessee,
right.
You wouldn't be able
to. Yeah,
so the only Power Four teams you actually will deign to play you are those who are you know at the bottom of the barrel.
So, or it's in the bowl game. You know, I mean that's so like you can get
by which point they don't care.
Like you can get like that's the thing is like Memphis football is an easier job because. Their path to 8 wins every single year is pretty damn simple. They spend the most money, and fans are supposed to be okay with that. That's why Memphis football is easier. Whereas
I don't think I agree with that. I don't think the fans – I actually think more of the fans are okay with it. Like, if you go to a Memphis football game, now, maybe you think it's not what it should be, right? But it doesn't feel embarrassing.
It's not well, – it's not embarrassing.
It feels embarrassing.
I mean, Tubby Smith wasn't embarrassing. He won 20 games.
No. No, I'm saying the turnout, the fan turnout.
You go to a Memphis football game,
and it's not embarrassing. You go to a Memphis basketball game relative to certainly what it once was.
Agreed.
And it hits you in the gut.
It does. It does. There's a couple of dynamics at play there, but I will say, like, you think season ticket renewals for Ryan Silverfield next year are ringing off the hook?
Man, come on.
No. I don't think that's going to help at all. I don't think it's going to. People are weary of the, there's a certain sameness. Crushing the same. I mean, literally, they're six.
Right,
you know, they're not second. They're six.
Yep. That's right.
So he's wasting your money. Your top three, top two.
He's wasting, he's wasting your NIL donations.
Jeff, they were going to pay an unprecedented amount to get to the Big 12, but they won't pay between 6 to 8 to get Ryan out of there. Like, there should be the momentum if you're serious about making this shift. But maybe there's not enough people yet. Maybe those donors aren't uncomfortable enough yet that their, you know, money's being misused.
I think people are motivated to get a coach out of here when it feels like a disaster, right?
The UAB loss was that. It was a
UAB
had won again.
Was a disaster.
Yes,
it was a disaster. The program is not a disaster.
All right, but let me. Okay,
only because it's beaten chunks.
Obviously, we're not going to let you out until you say that there needs to be a change. But my contention would be, why do you have to wait? If you already know that it's not good enough, why do you have to wait for it to become disastrous before you make
the damage with the apathy?
You're a clear advocate of Silverfield and the job.
No, I'm not. I honestly would think. Here's the truth. I think it would obviously be best if you move on. It's not a discussion I take seriously because I don't think they'd even contemplate it.
I agree with you, but I'm just saying, like, if I was in that office, I'd say, listen, guys, it's good, it's fine, like, it's doable, but like, why? If we know
even then, if you're like, listen, should we contemplate this? Can we elevate this thing? This is ridiculous. We should be able to. And here's what I absolutely think and agree is that whoever we hire in the next 6 years. That person is going to go to a conference championship game, and this coach could not, right? So, so I agree with you there. But I think the other exercise is you have to say, all right, who are we going to get to replace him? Like, it's not just pushing him out. It's who do we think we can get in this year when there's a million openings? Who do we think could get to take this job? Who's going to elevate this job?
Yeah,
it's not in the vacuum. You don't.
No, I mean, I think you get
OCs
like
all over the country.
Like Mike Norvell was the highest paid offensive coordinator, and he came before Memphis was funded the way it's funded now.
Oh my gosh,
like, I mean, it's a good job.
They'll knock down the doors.
Potentially great job.
Well, I would know what I'm, because when I pushed Pastner out, I made a bad hire, I wouldn't pass Ryan out unless I'm pretty confident that the guy I was going to get. And I just, again, they're not going to. So, like, it's we can contemplate it, but I don't take it seriously.
All right. Well, I guess we have to end the segment.
I take you all seriously. Now, mind you, I take you folks seriously.
Thank
I just
so
don't
much.
Think that.
Oh, they should fire him. And I will continue to repeat it. Thank you, Jeff.
You're free to go. You're free to go, man.
Bye.
Yep. He is Jeff Calkins. Joins us every Monday here on the show. You know, again, you're like the Vincent Van Gogh, man. You're going to be
like
a visionary.
How much more of this do you all need to see? Is what I would say.
More.
No, I think the fans are there are more of them on this side of things now than, and maybe even donors than Jeff thinks. We'll see.
All righty, we'll come back, wrap this up on a Monday. J&J 99.5 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So nice doing it twice at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Give gifts, get gifts. Sales going on right now through Saturday. Here's how it works. Holidays are coming up. Maybe you got some birthdays. Spend $19.99 or more at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You get a pair of free Apple AirPods Pro 3s.
I could use those.
All right, the Pro 3s, huge diamond sale going on right now. And this week only, all bridal jewelry up to 50% off. Plus, if you say you heard about it on the Jason and John show, you get an extra 10% off your bridal purchase. So I'm not good at math. I can't add up all those discounts on top of each other.
Yep.
But all you have to do is mention Jason and John when you go to RIJ, and they'll figure all that math out for you.
Yep. Howie pulled a fast one here. He ran it back. Sales going on, and he switched up the gift. As John said, free Apple AirPod Pro 3s. I could use some of those. That's with when you spend $1,999 or more at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Howie's got all the financing options. You just get over there and go see him. Promise you'll be leaving with a smile. Bigger, brighter diamonds always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Better prices as well. 5 locations, 3 here locally or online at rijewelers.com.
Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show. Thanks to nobody in Memphis sports besides the Memphis women's soccer team. You all should be ashamed of yourselves.
And thank you, King Thedford,
and
for your effort.
You. I guess. Jeff and company up next for more sunshine and rainbows. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.